Look out now. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a man and become a lawman. Well, I remember this one instructor. He'd been on the force 30 years. And he would retire. He'd blown away 6 maggots in the line of duty. They were all good shootings. But it was bad community relations to have him out there with 6 notches in his gun, so they moved him to the academy, and he hated it. His name was Blood and Guts McAfee, and I remember he was standing up in front of the room. He said, "All right, you rookie scum. Anybody want to tell me the most important part of your police equipment?" I stood up. I said, "Is it your gun, sir?" He said, "No, it ain't your gun." Somebody else said, "The handcuffs to subdue and bring on transport or suspect." He said, "It ain't the damn handcuffs." Somebody else said, "Maybe it's the squad car to keep you mobile and forever visible, a presence in the community." He said, "It ain't no damn squad car." And see, he dropped trowel and he said, "Is this?" Actually, let me move this aside. It's these. These. See these things? Look at them. Harry. Huh? These gentlemen are what are known as doodads. And without rather substantial wonder, your career as a police officer will go nowhere. It is these that decide whether or not you will be able to go into a burning building and rescue someone and receive a citation for bravery. It is these that will decide whether or not in a hostage situation you can go in there and talk face to face with a hostage that's got a double-barreled shotgun pointed right at your belly. It is these, that'll describe whether or not you got the guts to drive 95 miles an hour in pursuit of a fleeing villain and bring him to justice. It is these that will decide whether or not you got the guts to be in charge in the locker room instead of being the butt of the jokes with the other officers. Gentlemen, stand up and drop trowel. And sure enough, we all, terrified of Blood and Guts McAfee, stood up and dropped trowel. He said, "Grab doodads and take a good look." And so we grabbed and we looked. He said, "Remember, your most important part of police equipment, without them, you're nothing. Huh? Without them, you ain't got squat." We all just stood there. He said, "All right, now pull up your pants," for crying out loud. "Get out there and bug him."